Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 90, and today is Wednesday, October 17th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, first, before I get into the main topic of today's show, which if you've been following along, I'm pretty sure you can guess, I noticed something interesting about this episode. This is the 100th regular episode of Developing Perspective that I've done. I was looking through my archives a little bit, and even though this is show number 90, it's actually the 100th episode because I had a few beta episodes, I called them, back at the beginning before I started actually with episode number one. And that's kind of interesting. That's kind of fascinating, and it's kind of coincidental for what today is and, you know, the significance of the day, which I'll talk about in a moment. But before I got into that, I just saw that, and I just wanted to thank all of you listening. You know, there's the all of you developers, designers, just people who are interested in iOS development who've kind of been sticking with me for 100 episodes, which is, you know, a nice round number, but it's kind of crazy. I think it's been a little over a year now, so it's about maybe about 15, 16 months that I've done 100 episodes in. So that's, I guess that's no more than 1,500 minutes of audio. But still, it's kind of a remarkable thing, and I just wanted to thank you for that, for sticking with me for this long, and hopefully, you know, here's to another 100. All right, so if you've been following along, today is a big day for me. Today I just launched Check the Weather on the iOS App Store. Check the Weather is a weather app for really for getting the weather in a way that makes sense. What I love now is that it's launched, it's live, I can talk about it in depth, so I can kind of not be quite as vague about some of the things that I talked about before. So Check the Weather got started from, it's actually an idea I've had for probably about two years now. It's kind of a crazy thought that I never actually got around to actually shipping it. But I feel like weather apps are kind of something that every developer has an idea or a concept for what their ideal weather app would be. It's almost like a to-do app in some ways, where everyone kind of has their own unique spin or take or adjustment that they'd like to make on it. And for me, it was always what I wanted was a layered weather app. And by that I mean I wanted something that I could open up and would open super quick, you know, really refined launch experience, and gave all the basic and timely information right there, right then. And then once you have that screen up, you have the very easy access to all the other information that I often need. And for me, that's really hourly forecasts, daily forecasts, and a weather map. And really, that was it. And I tried so many different weather apps that would kind of sort of hit on that, but really would kind of fall down in one way or the other. Either it was really awkward to get extra information. They were just hideously ugly. They were really bloated. I mean, if you look at any of the ones from the big people, like the Weather Channel, Weather Underground, these kind of apps, they're just really just – they have too much in them, but it's not enough of what you want. And so that was really frustrating to me. And at one point, about 6 weeks ago, I just said, you know, I have a little bit of time. I'm going to make a weather app. I'm going to make something that I like. And if anyone else likes it, that's great. But if not, at least I'll have something that I can use all the time. And so that was kind of it. Like my concept, and I have a sketch that I'll be posting in a blog post shortly about the design evolution of the app. But the goal was to take that just that simple concept. It's a dashboard with a panel on the left, right, and bottom. And that was it. That's the weather app, and that's what I made, and that's Check the Weather. And then, you know, so there was the usual design evolution from in terms of aesthetics, in terms of getting the gesture recognizers and things to feel nice and fluid, getting the performance right. But at its core, the goal was to have this really simple idea, and I think it's worked. It's especially from the feedback I've got from a lot of people that there's this weird hole in the weather market of apps that are either too styled or not enough or too bland or have too much information or just hard to read. The thing that I was sort of struck by is a lot of the really popular weather apps have, you know, they have these very bright colored graphics. Like if it's sunny outside, here's a picture of, dandelions in a field. But the dandelions in the field graphic is actually really hard to read the text that you're putting on top of it from. That's not really useful. Like I want to open it up and immediately know what's going on, how it's working. And so that's what I made. And it seems to be going fairly well. You know, it seems to be well received, and I really appreciate it, really all the support I've gotten so far. A couple of things, though, I wanted to talk about, and these are things that now I can kind of mention that I strongly encourage everybody to do before you ship an app. And that's it. Basically this, what little touches, what little surprises, what minor delights are you embedding into your application that you hope your users will discover over time, or even things that you hope they'll never notice, but you know will make their experience better. And these little touches are little things you can do to just make that app feel the difference between something that's good and hopefully the difference between that and then hopefully something that's great. You know, so a couple of little things that I did, for example, is I localize the screenshots in the App Store as well as in the tutorial based on where you are. And I did this not with every country, but I did it with, I think, about 10 or 15 countries, which took a bit of time, but I think it's worth it. And so if you open the app and you're in Canada, you get a list in, you know, the tutorial screen showing you how to change your locations. Those locations that are listed there will be Canadian cities. If you're in Australia, they're Australian cities. If you're in France, they're French cities. And the goal of doing that is just to make it feel natural. Now, many people probably won't even notice that, but it's a little touch that will hopefully make them feel more familiar, more at home in the application. Similarly, in the bottom of Check the Weather, there's a panel where I show the sunrise and sunset time. And in the middle, I was originally just going to have a little, you know, just a little separating glyph, like a little triangle or a little circle or something. And I looked at that and I was like, you know what I should put there? I should put the current moon phase. It's kind of works in the same way because a lot of it, you know, like right now, it's just a black circle. But then in a couple days, it'll turn into a waxing gibbous, I think, or a waxing crescent. I always get those confused. It's a new moon right now, which, as a side note, actually kind of really annoyed me when I was looking at my launch window. I opened up the moon, and I'm like, ah, oh, of course. I'm launching right around a new moon, so that cool little touch, well, no one will actually see for a couple of days. But it's those kinds of little things that aren't core functionality things that are going to sort of make or break your app. You know, if my app doesn't have something, you know, it doesn't show probability of precipitation, like no one's going to use it. If it doesn't have temperatures, if you can't change, you know, temperature degrees, like those kinds of things are just givens. But you want to add these little touches, these little niceties inside of your application to make it useful and to make it work well in that sense. The next thing I did that I think I'm really, this is something that I'm very proud of, and I think I may have mentioned it before, but I want to emphasize it here because I think it's really important, is I spent a lot of time on the accessibility features of this app. Now, by the nature of what it is and how it's structured, it's not a very accessible app. It's got a lot of gestures, a lot of things that are really hard to do if you can't see. And so at first, you know, you could take the naive approach and just, well, okay, well, everywhere I have a label that has a display, make sure that, you know, the accessibility label is set for that as well, and they can tap around and sort of get it. But that wasn't enough. That seemed kind of like a cop-out for me, even though a lot, you know, I think it's what a lot of my competitors do. I was trying to think of, if I was poorly sighted, you know, and you kind of try to use your app with your eyes closed, see what it's like. What I want to know is, you know, what's the weather like now? What's it going to be like in the future? How is that going to, you know, evolve over time and try and make that useful? And so I kind of went for the approach of turning the app into a weatherman, kind of giving a weather forecast that you say you were listening to it on the radio, rather than doing it as, you know, just a very naive, you know, making sure my labels work. And I think it really worked well. Now I'm going to play sort of an example of what this sounds like, and you can hopefully get a sense of what it's like to use the app if you're poorly sighted.
Weather for Cupertino, California. Current temperature 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 76 degrees. It is currently sunny. The weather outlook for the next 16 hours looks like it will be hottest around 2 p.m. at 84 degrees Fahrenheit, and coldest around 2 a.m. at 63 degrees Fahrenheit, with an average chance of precipitation of 0%. Forecast for Thursday. Expected high temperature of 91 degrees Fahrenheit with a low of 59 degrees. The weather on Thursday is expected to be sunny. Sunrise today is at 7:19 a.m. Sunset tonight is at 6:26 p.m. The moon is currently a waxing crescent.
And so hopefully that gets you a sense of kind of how the app works if you're poorly sighted. You get a full forecast. It gives you depth and usefulness that's hopefully, you know, distinctive from what you would get if you just, you know, if I just took all the labels and added some values to them. And if there's a weather alert, you know, it's like there's a thunderstorm warning, it'll read the alert to you. It'll act, if you're patient enough, it'll actually read the entire thing and telling you about where it is and what it's like and where it's moving. to try and really be helpful. And that's something that I'm proud of, and that's something that you should always have with an app, that you look at it and you have a feature that you think, you know, maybe that'll probably help somebody. That may make someone's life better. That may help something make the app truly useful, not just interesting. And then also something I want to talk about, and this is something that I've gotten a lot of feedback on, is trying to have a distinctive design. I'm not a designer by trade. I'm a developer. You know, I outsource the things that I really can't do. Icon design, got the Icon Factory to do it. My icon glyphs are coming from the Symbolicon set. But I try. You know, a few things that are very distinctive. I use a very bold font called Idlewild. And bold, I mean sort of in a... It's a step out. It's very distinctive. And, you know, I've gotten some feedback. Some people love it. Some people hate it. But it's distinctive. It's something that if you look at in the App Store, you're like, that is not Helvetica. And I like that. I like having something distinctive. And it's in a way that I can do it without reaching perhaps beyond my design skills, beyond my design capabilities, because I can decide if a font looks good or not. And I'm not the one designing every glyph in that font. You know, there's a type designer at Hoffler and Friar Jones who's done that. And that's kind of an approach I took, and it seems to be, you know, seems to be paying off. And the design is one of those things that I strongly believe that the best designs are the ones that get out of the user's way. And this is something that when I was looking at my competitors in terms of other weather apps and things that are out there, more often than not, there are a lot of apps. There are apps that are very plain. You could say sort of very Helvetica, not just in font, but in sort of style. Or there were apps that were just kind of over the top in terms of overly designed, lots of textures, lots of images, all these things. And the thing about weather, and specifically about this kind of area, is your goal of the app is to give someone information. The goal of the app is not to impress them necessarily or that kind of thing. You know, you want to hop in and very quickly give them all the different cues for how they're going to, you know, what the day is going to be like, what the weather is going to look like. You know, something I do in the app is there's a little chart that shows the hourly temperature forecast. And the background of that chart dynamically changes based on temperature. So if it's going to be really hot, the graph is going to look fairly red, orange, yellow. If it's going to be really cold, it'll be blues and purples. And it changes dynamically, and it changes fluidly, and it's the kind of thing that just, I mean, I love that. When I open it up, it's like, if it's blue, oh man, it's cold. Open it up, it's orange. Oh, it's going to be kind of warm. You know, trying to do all those little design cues and those colors and the choices you make to just make it good. So that's kind of the app. I'll be talking a little bit more about some of the few things, probably wrapping up this series that I've been doing about the app that's going. I wanted to say thank you to all of you who've sort of stuck with me through this arc. I really appreciate the support, the feedback, and just kind of putting up with me thinking about this app as it's gone from just sort of when it was first conceived a couple months ago to right now. And I especially wanted to thank all of you who've bought it. I've gotten a lot of feedback from people who said, you know, hey, I went and bought it, and I really appreciate that. I mean, I'm in sort of the business I'm in, it relies on people buying my app. And so I'm never going to take for granted that people will do that. And if you haven't and you'd like to, there'll be a link in the show notes to it, or just search Check the Weather in the App Store. It's definitely a way I really appreciate that support. But otherwise, I'm going to go rest. It's been a bit of a crazy day trying to keep track of everything, kind of following up with everybody, reading the reviews as they come in and those kinds of things. And it's just kind of exhausting, but it's exciting and it's terrifying, and that's okay. But, you know, it's fun and it's exciting, and I'll be talking about new fun things that are on the horizon, you know, an iPad version of it that's hopefully coming out soon that I've been working on. And, you know, who knows, maybe a new iPad mini version that'll also be coming out. But otherwise, that's it for today's show. As always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, I'm on Twitter at @_DavidSmith. I'm on AppNet as David Smith. And as always, have a great week, happy coding, and I'll see you next week. Bye.